many of these over the years. This is like the Ahmad Chalabi. People may remember his name from Iraq. This is the Ahmad Chalabi of the Uyghur question. You know, there's always an Ahmad Chalabi around. And they keep releasing statements, but based on what evidence? You may remember, David, when the war against Iraq was being primed in 1990, there was a hearing in the U.S. Congress where a young woman came before the U.S. Congress and she said that I was in Kuwait City and I watched Iraqi troops take babies out of incubators, throw them on the street, and pack the incubators and take them back to Iraq. It turns out that that young woman was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador in Washington, D.C., hadn't been to Kuwait in a long time. And she had been prepped by a public relations firm close to the CIA. You know, all this comes out later. Here we're back to amnesia. You know, we know the kind of structure they use. Here's a young Kuwaiti woman testifying with great feeling about something she claims to have seen, which didn't happen. You know, we know it was fraudulent. So now you have people in the World Uyghur Congress, testifying and saying these things, heartfelt things. I'm sure they may believe it, but their belief of it, or if they have some personal experience that might or might not be true, I cannot verify that, David. But I know that something smells, and that something that smells should require us to be a little suspicious, especially given the chain of information. I don't generally like to shoot the messenger, but the chain of information, I think, is important.
That was Vijay Prashad on China, the U.S., and the new Cold War. I talked with him on April 22nd. This was part one of a special two-part program. Vijay Prashad is a historian, journalist, and educator. He's the author of many books, including Washington Bullets, The CIA Coups and Assassinations. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and in our 35th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs of today's program, Vijay Prashad, on China, the U.S., and the New Cold War, Parts 1 and 2, and for Vijay Prashad's book, Washington Bullets, the CIA, Coups and Assassinations, just give us a call at 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order online on our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. We're offering printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program at no charge. Just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. We go out with the music of my guru, sitar maestro Debu Chaudhary, performing Raga Bhairavi. This was the first music of his I heard in India in early 1967, soon after I began studying with him. He taught me so much, not just sitar. I'm forever grateful to him. He passed away in New Delhi on May 1st, a COVID-19 death. He was 85. Alvida, Debuda. Jai Guru.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizzas offers pizza and hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers doesn't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or find them online at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com.
Yeah. skin is black metallic. Thank you.
Hailing from the San Francisco Bay Area from the early to mid-90s, that's the band The Rosemarys with the title track from their 1993 debut, Providence, here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before The Rosemarys, went across the pond for some Stone Roses, and she bangs the drum. And then I went up north. Yeah, Canada way. Band called 24 Gone with their song Girl of Colors, and then start off the entire set from the Ferment album, Catherine Wheel doing Black Metallic. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. A whole set of music of, I would call it more dream pop than shoegazer, but to all hailing from that early 1990s. I'm stuck in the early 90s right now, and I hope you're okay with that. I do want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times that people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for an organ transplant? And most of them are waiting for kidneys. The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. They link organ donors and people in need of organs like kidneys and other transplants. Now, you don't actually have to donate your kidney to help save a life. You can actually donate your boat, maybe your car, maybe some real estate. You're going to get a great tax deduction, and you're going to help save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422 for more information. This message brought to you by the MatchingDonors.com program and, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Already told you my name is Paul. Already told you this is a show called Viva La Mock. Already told you I'm apparently stuck in the early 1990s, and I dress like I'm stuck in the 80s, so why not host an 80s, 90s night at Arsenal Lanes? Yeah, I do that each and every Thursday. I do. But let's get back into music. I'll tell you more about that later. It's a Buffalo Tom. Taillights Fade.
Sister, can you hear me now? Ringing in your ears. I'm down on the ground. My love's been tried for years. I'm lost in the dark. And I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands. I'm a broken man. In her world, the story was much like mine. She could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past. Now she's alone at last. I feel so sick. Lost. Jesus Christ, could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
when there are folks like you and me. So just get high while the radio's on. Adjust the lights and sing a song. I drive your car up on the lawn. Let me play your guitar. Well, this here verse is for the people in Russia. Although it is a long, long ways away, they couldn't hear this song in Russia. We'll be right back.
was the second single off of the Irish band The Thrills' debut album. The album was called So Much For the City, came back out in 2003, hit number 7 in the Irish charts, 18 on the UK charts, and then in the United States, the only charting it did see was on the adult alternative charts. It actually reached number 4 back in 2003. Before The Thrills went back to Camper Van Beethoven's third album for some good guys and bad guys. Pee Wee Fist in that set of music with Mnemonic Hordes and started off everything with some Buffalo Tom and Taillights Fade. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It is indeed about 36 minutes past your hour here on 883 FM WRCT, or maybe you're listening online at WRCT.org. Either way, as long as you're listening, I'm happy, and as long as you're happy, I'm playing music for you. I don't know. That's just the agreement that we have. It's unwritten, unspoken, and it happens each and every week at this time. If you've got a suggestion for a song that you want me to play in a future show, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Do my best to play it for you. Carl Bremel, he's got a few solo albums out now. He's actually the guitarist, or a guitarist, in My Morning Jacket. But before he was in My Morning Jacket, he was in this wonderful little pop band out of Indianapolis, Indiana, called the Nina Foundry. From their first full-length album, it's Nina Foundry for you. It's Recluse. See that you saw me. We'll be right back.
grabbed the steering wheel, drove into the clouds. Turned off the radio, rolled the windows down. It started getting dark, I turned the headlights on. It started getting dark, I turned the headlights on. I grabbed the steering wheel, drove till the dark was gone.
Looking for about it all wrong. Apparently, secrets are all found in a song. Apparently, gone about it all wrong. Apparently, secrets are all found in a song. Sunshine washes everything. A basket of light, I am trusting to water the lawn is a wondrous thing. If I could have it this way, everyone's going everywhere. Ah, so many choices, it's not fair. I hop in the car and I just sit there. Shower of whispers glowing blue. Late night movie fills the room. Street lights twinkling like dew. I close my eyes, it's too soon.
From their final release, Flip Flop, that's Georgia's own Guadalcanal Diary with Always Saturday here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Speaking of Saturday, don't forget host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, and interviews and live performances weekly on a show that gets your Saturday kicked off to a good start. We call it the Saturday Light Brigade. It's Saturday mornings here right on right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. What else was in that set of music you're trying to say? How about Gladys? From their final output that I ever heard from them was called The Small Season. Played Cat Song from that release. Jack Logan from Athens, Georgia, gave us A Break for God, and then Nina Foundry started off the entire set with, I think, their final output with a Recluse. Didn't mean to thematically make that happen, but somehow it did. We got less than 10 minutes of this program. Actually, we have about 8.5 minutes left in this program, which means I got to try to squeeze at least two, maybe three more songs in to get to the end of the program, or the end of the hour, at least I should say. I don't know what goes on after this. Normally it's more of my show, but sometimes it's not. We'll find out. How about some Posies? Because I like to dream all day. It is 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is Viva La Mock.
I've got a lot of thoughts. I've got a lot of plans. I lost a lot of sleep trying to understand. Space.
That is Moods for Moderns doing their version of the Moves Do Ya here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. A lot of people will say, hey, wait, Mockster, that's an ELO cover. That's an ELO. No, no. Well, Jeff Lynne, who was, of course, in ELO, he was in the Move before that, and originally the Move did that. And then ELO technically covered the song. Hey, before the Moods for Modern, how about the Posies with Dream All Day from a Frosting on the Beater? Hey, speaking of listening to some great music, each and every Thursday evening you can tune in to your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for Courts in Session retakes. Classic artist of rock and country and soul, but he plays new music by these artists. It's a great program. It's each and every Thursday evening at 8 with an encore presentation. Mondays at noon, right here on 83 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good evening and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is Chris Wired. Thank you for joining me this evening, post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas show. I guess we got a few of those. You just listened to Shine On by the House of Love. Tonight we're going to have some more music I had from my Madchester Graybo show from a couple weeks back. Yeah, I want to clean up some of those. I'm still kind of digging it. And then we're going to kind of transition to more, a little bit more straight ahead rock and roll. We got some stuff from Sloan. We have some stuff from Wolf Mother, some stuff from Ravenettes. Should be a pretty good show. But first, let's get down to some business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
A couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media,